What's up, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving. Man, I hope you're enjoying it with your family. Today, we're going to be going over some important like ratio type deals that you can see in the market that are going to help you in the future with your purchases. So without any further ado, my name's Boris. This is The Hobby Box.
The rise of the sports card world is upon us. You've heard it everywhere with some of the biggest names, investors such as Gary Vee jumping in and putting money into the hobby. Some people are sports card fanatics with huge sports card collections. Others are looking for something new and fun to invest in. No matter your reasoning for being here, stay engaged as we go through the Sports Card 101 and learn how to make money flipping and collecting sports cards. I hope you stay tuned.
All right, guys, make sure you stop what you're doing. Make sure to smash that like button, hit subscribe, turn on the bell notifications. Hey, first of all, just hitting that like button just really supports me and what I'm doing on this channel. I want to continue to do that for you guys. It just lets YouTube know that this is valuable information and really helps with that. It only takes 5 seconds to go ahead and hit that like button and also just get subscribed and turn on bell notifications so that you can know when I'm putting out content. Right now, we are doing every Thursday a video just because we're in a busy season. Typically, it's Tuesday and Thursday, so we might be getting back to that as basketball gears back up. But with all that being said, let me go ahead and jump into this segment. So anyways, for some of you guys, you've maybe heard the term multipliers or ratios. I just kind of want to go over into a little bit of what that means and how you can use that to your benefit as we're going into this basketball season. For today, I'm going to be using Card Ladder, a great tool that you can access and use as well for a low cost per month. And then another tool that I want to be looking at as well is the Sports Card Investors tool, Market Movers, just showing a couple of different items on there so we can go over ratios. For this segment, we are going to be looking at the Luka Doncic cards because that has been kind of leading the pack. It's kind of like establishing the market. We know where the rest of the market is going just based off of what Luka Doncic cards are doing. We're going to start off on Card Ladder here. This blue line that you're seeing here, this is a Luka Doncic Silver Prism PSA 10 for the past month here. And then this bottom line here is a base PSA 10. Guys, for this PSA 10, we can see that back in October, the base PSA 10 was sitting right around that $1,280 mark. It was right around $1,200 for a while. That was kind of the new baseline for Luka, and his silver was around $6,375 through this month. Up until now, we've seen more rises in prices where that base card is now going for $1,633, and our silver has jumped up to $8,200. Obviously, with the base prism, there's going to be a lot more sales. You see 178 total sales here. That's because the population right here, you can see, is almost 15,000 with a market cap of 25,169,809.53. With the silvers, we're going to see a lot less sales. So you have 16 sales. The population is under 2,000. So you can see why this card is valued more than this card. Obviously for that shine, and obviously because there's just not a lot of these. So you only seen 16 sales. Here's the change that we've seen in price percentage wise. Why this is important to compare these two cards, I'll let you know right now that when it comes to multipliers, over the past year, we've seen that the silver card is about five times that of the base card. $1,633, if you multiply that by five, you will end up seeing that this card is about five times what the base prism is, so 8,200. I have it also pulled up here on our Market Movers. Same data, pretty much for the most part, 8,200. And the last one did $1,726. So we see another sale here of the Luka base prism that has kind of gone up into the 1,700s. So when you're looking at the ratios here, it's pretty nice on Market Movers that shows you the ratio here, 4.96. Why is this important? Why it's important is because we know that if the percentage is at three, we can tell that either the PSA 10 base is overpriced at the moment and will fall, which is usually not the case, or that the silver prism is underpriced. And then that is where we can kind of key in and make some money happen there at 3%. You've got a 2% margin there. That's how we can use that first ratio of five times the amount of a silver prism. So I hope that makes sense. Just going over and making it real simple. The silver prism PSA 10 or silver card is five times that of the base card. So if there is any kind of variance in there between three and six or anything like that, you know that the market needs to adjust. Keeping that in mind, that should help you as far as your journey goes and helping you to make the right decisions on what to buy next. All right, guys, moving on. I want to talk about PSA 9 to PSA 10 ratios. Again, there is a difference between the silver and the base, and there's also a difference between a 9 and a 10. And usually we can kind of predict those numbers just based off of what we've seen with these numbers, just having a great tool like this. So if you are serious about getting investing, I would recommend that either you get on this card ladder tool, or if you have it, you get on the market movers as well. Great tools, but let's jump in. All right, we're going to jump back over to card ladder. Here, guys, we're looking at the Luka Doncic silver and his PSA 10, which is up here represented by the red, and then his PSA 9, which is represented by the blue. The most recent sale on the PSA 10 again was $8,200, but the 9 is at $2,625. Well, from looking over the market, again, if you take these numbers, you can take this $2,625 and divide it by $8,200, which is going to give you a percentage. That percentage typically is going to be between 3.2 and 3.6. So that's the difference between a 9 and a 10. So PSA 10 is going to be 3.5 times the amount of the PSA 9. So if you take the 2,625 and you multiply it by 3.2 in this case, but 3.5, you should get somewhere in that total of $8,200. All right, guys, for the market movers tool, I chose to stick with the base. So now we're looking at the base 9 and the base 10. We can see that the base 10, again, that last one sold for $1,653.29. And we can see that the PSA 9 sold for $605.57. So we'll take a look down here at the ratios between the 9 and the 10. You can see right here, for instance, I just wanted to show this, that there is a difference of 2.73 in between this 9 and the 10. So what that means is that either this PSA 9 is overvalued or this PSA 10 is undervalued. What you're going to have to do with that is you're going to have to look at the most recent sales. So we can see that the most recent sale of this PSA 10 has kind of gone down from 1700 to 1600, which kind of gives you that a little bit of that negative right there. And then you have a positive for the PSA 9 moving from 572 up to 605. So we see that there's a couple dollars there difference, not much, but knowing where the market's going is great. You know that you have a percentage here that needs to be made up. It's either going to be made up on this side or this side. In my opinion, most likely it's going to be on the PSA 10 side. So you know that if you can get this PSA 10 Luka Doncic for under $1,653.29, you're probably going to have some room to grow with the market, is what I would recommend there. Just something to keep in mind as you're going through this season, to look at the PSA 9 and the PSA 10, see if there's any differentials there. You might be able to hop on something before anybody else sees it. For the last segment, we're going to take a look again at card ladder, and I want to compare Optic to Prism. Again, Luka Doncic, we can see that the last PSA 10 sold for $1,713.75, and the last Optic PSA 10 sold for $790. Guys, typically this number is going to be half. If you look, there's a lot less population. There's only 3,000 of these PSA 10 optics. So really they're more rare than these prisms, because you have 15,000 PSA 10s of the Luka Doncic prism. But that's neither here nor there. Typically what you can do is you can take the $790, multiply it by 2, and it's going to come pretty close to whatever this number is here. Now, I know in this case, 790 times 2 is not going to equal out to $1,714, but you can see there was a kind of a little bit of an uptick here, and you can kind of see it rising. So in my opinion, this is just my personal opinion, so don't take me for take it for a grain of salt or whatever. This optic is a little bit underpriced and probably needs to come up a little bit more. And it sucks because I just sold one of these the other day. From what I'm seeing here, an optic should be selling somewhere around $850. And currently it's around $790. So in my case, I would move over to eBay. I would go searching and looking for a card that I can maybe pick up for, $700, $750, and try and capitalize on this little bit of room here that I can see. And just by the initial looks at these graphs, and obviously this is just my opinion and what I do, but the numbers never really lie, and it's usually right around 2 times. So the optic is usually half of what the prism is. So another tool that you can use in your bank as you're going through this year and you're looking to capitalize and maybe earn some money and be able to pick up your collecting game. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. Again, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Guys, stay tuned. And again, we're doing a new venture, Hobby Coffee and Culture. It's on Instagram. Go ahead, check it out. Give us a like. We're going to be doing kind of a little bit of these videos there on the live here and there. So you're definitely going to want to tune in for that. So go ahead and subscribe. That is run by me and my friend Sean. So definitely jump in on that, guys. And I will see you next week, guys. Have a great weekend. Peace.